in the marching band's been going on?
This is her 10th year, actually. So they started in 97. So they've been to a few places. They've been to Washington, D.C. twice for the National Independence Day Parade. Let's see, they went to the Peach Bowl in 2003.
I've mentioned or pointed out the wide age range. Something you wouldn't see.
No, no. You know. But that's kind of a typical thing with homeschoolers, you know. We kind of, like in our regular throughout the school year band program where they're in the concert season, we do everything by their skill level. So they can come in at any age and as a beginner. We usually start at 9. If they want to come in a little earlier than that, we ask that they get some private instruction because our teachers just don't have the time to spend that much individual attention with the younger ones. But we don't deny them if they're younger. We've had 7-year-olds come in if they're getting some private instruction or if they're able to handle the instrument. We don't see it too much, but every now and then we get one in where a parent is willing to pay for the lessons and do that. But generally it's about 9, and then they can come in the beginning program, they can come in all the way up till they're a senior in high school. So the ages are all mixed, which works real nice. The older kind of mentor the younger, and it's a nice setup. So after that first year, then those kids can audition up into upper bands depending on how much they've been really working on their instruments. Mm-hmm. So you kind of were honoring the diligent students who practice and let them get up in a band with a higher skill level. So those that don't work as hard, you know, they don't move up as fast. So that's a kind of an advantage I think we have over the way the school system's set up. You know, I don't know how they could do it that way, but we have a little bit of an advantage that way. So you can, like our top band could have 10-year-olds in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
in a high school band.
Mm-hmm.
They play high school music at the MSBOA festivals and stuff. That's kind of a...
Partly because you have the advantage of the building, right, and a place.
They have the advantage of a place, but we're not set on a schedule like they would be, like, say, in a school system where, you know, band is this hour and, you know.
Right.
Our setup's different. All we do here is music on Wednesdays. They do their, you know, they do their academics before they come mm-hmm. or after they get home. It works to our advantage as far as skill level goes. We can definitely work that route instead of by grade level.
And you go to about 6 parades?
Yeah, we do anywhere from 5 to 7 a season. We had 6 on the calendar, but, you know, I think we're doing 5 this year. We've done up to 8. We have parents that say we want to do more. We have parents that say we want to do less.
Yes.
We try to find some where in the middle that makes people really happy. Every other year, we usually take a trip. Last year, we went to Washington, D.C. for the National Independence Day Parade. That was fun. They raise their own money and pay out of pocket for that because we don't have a band boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And band, any fundraising we do here goes to pay for instruments. We don't have a budget, say, like anybody.
So are instruments provided by each family?
Each family provides a smaller one. The drum line, the marching baritones, mellophones, a lot of that's all provided by the band. We're thankful for the generosity of some parents who are able to do that and donate. Well, we are a 501c3, so they can donate,
I think,
to the band. We use that to buy equipment for these kids.